Today Shiz Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, four lines from the top. Amamar. At the end of our previous year, we were discussing the halacha of a bris milah, and a bris milah on the spot. If a bris milah may be done on the spot where there's a tzaras, even though the Torah Kedosha says he shama benega tzaras, that one may not cut off the makma tzaras. So we learned Amamar Bos Bsar. Abi Shiesha Beheres Yimail, to teach us that even if there's a Beheres on the spot of the Mila, Yimail, one should conduct the Bris Mila Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Ask the Gemara, Halama Li Kra, why do we need a Pasuk? Davashen Miskaven Hu, isn't this a Davashen Miskaven? The person who's making this Mila is intending to make a Mila and not to cut off the Tzuras. The Davashen Miskaven Mutter. Amma Abaya answers Abaya Nitzcha, the reason this limud was stated was only El Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Yehuda, Dama or opinion of Yehuda holds Davashen Miskaven is also. From here we see, says the Rajba and the Meiri, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Davashen Miskaven is also, it's also Midaraisa. Because here we're speaking about doing the mitzvah Mila. The Gemara at this point is considering it a Davashen Miskaven. And the Gemara is saying that a Davashen Miskaven is a factor even by a Chiyiv Deraisa. However, there are Rishayim that suggest that even though, as we have learned many times, Rabbi Yehuda's Machmer by Davashen Miskaven, that's only by all other areas of Halacha. When we speak about Shabbos, since the Torah, when it comes to speaking about Shabbos, always uses the words Meleches Machsheves, so even Rabbi Yehuda will hold that Davashen Miskaven, which is Osur in Shabbos, is only Osur Midrabanan, not Osur Midraisa, because Shabbos we have to have Meleches Machsheves. So the Rashba asks, why is cutting the Tzaras in the Makom HaMila considered Davashen Miskaven? He says, what is always the example we give of a Davashen Miskaven? The example we give of a Davashen Miskaven is somebody drags a bench and he has no intention at all to make a hole in the ground. But he does make a hole. That's going to be considered a Davashen Miskaven. But he asks here, this individual knows that he's cutting the Makom HaMila. So if he knows he's cutting the Makom HaMila, it should be considered, not. It should not be in the category of a Dover Shere Miskaven. He knows that that's what he's doing. So he answers. The Torah, as we quoted a moment ago, where it teaches us that we may not cut the Nega Tzaras, uses the words, Hishoma B'Nega Tzaras. Says, when is one over that laugh? He's only over that lav when it is his specific intention to be matar himself by taking off the tzaras. But if somebody cuts the tzaras and he has no intention by doing so to be matar himself, that is not included in the issue of Hishoma B'Nega Tzaras. So therefore, this person of our Gemara, whose kavana is to do the mila, and taking off the tzaras to be mitar himself was not his intention at all. That's why it's legitimately perhaps considered a davish and a miskaven. And that's why the Gemara wants to say that this is only going according to Yehuda that holds a davish and a miskaven is usher. Rav Amma, Rav says, a filo tamer of Shimon. Even according to Shimon, that holds a Davashen Miskaven mutter, here would be concerned. Because as we've learned many times, Maider of Shimon, B'Psekresh V'Layomis, where what we're going to do is inevitable, Rav Shimon is agreeable that it's Osir. And here, by cutting off the Mila, certainly you're going to take off the Tzaras. Even Rabbi Yehuda would hold, Rav Shimon would agree it's Osir. Ask the Gemara, Abaya, who said that this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, ask the Bar of Abaya, Leslie has Svara. Does Abaya not agree with the concept of Psik Resha? Haven't we learned, asked the Gemara, V'Abaya V'Rava D'Amit V'Ayu, Moida B'Psik Resha V'Layomus? So even Rav Abaye agrees that Psak Reisha is a problem according to Rav Shimon. Answers the Gemara, Basa the Shama Mirava. It was only after Abaye heard what Rava said in our Gemara Savra. But in the Havamina, Abaye did not think that Rav Shimon differentiates between a situation which is a Psak Reisha versus a situation which is not a Psak Reisha. Ika the Maslah had Abaye v'Rava, but there's a different version of this entire Gemara. Aha. The Pasuk says, as we've been quoting, Hishama b'neged tzaras lishma v'lasos. So explains the Gemara, lasos, yat ta'oiso, you may not intentionally cut off the beharis, aval ois ata besiv shal gabaragloi, you could put something on the foot, you have something, you're putting something on your foot, and then you walk, and the tzaras falls off. Or, continues the Braisa, you could put something on your shoulder, and the tzaras is there on your shoulder, and it will fall off. The mavra avra, so we see that it comes off, it's mutter. Ask the Gemara the same question, why do I need a pasuk to tell us that that's mutter? I'm not intending to take off the tzaras, I'm just intending to carry a package, and then whatever I'm carrying, because I carry it, it falls off. That's a Dovah Shedem Eskavim. Amr Abaye, to which Abaye responds, L'nitzchel Rabbi Yehuda. We're going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds Dovah Shedem Eskavim is Osir. For Rav Amr, Rav says, no, we need the Pasuk even according to Rav Shimon. Ask the Gemara the same question, but Abaye, Leslie Haisfara, does not agree with the svara of Psak Reisha that even Rav Shimon is concerned with Psak Reisha? But by the Rav Adamri Tavayu, Moider Rav Shimon Psak Reisha v'layomus, the Rav Shimon certainly agrees that when it's a situation of Psak Reisha, it's Osir. It says the Gemara, Labasa the Shamim Rav, after he heard that Rav said that even according to Rav Shimon, when it's a situation of Psak Reisha, Savra, he indeed concurs that Rav Shimon would have a problem as well. Ask the Gemara. But in the Havamina, Abaye's opinion was that Rav Shimon is lenient in all situations of a Dovah Shem Eskavim. So if that's the case, the Pasuk of Basar that comes to teach us that you're allowed to cut, that you're allowed to do a Mila, even in a spat, what is a Tzaras, is not necessary according to Rav Shimon. Because according to him, the halacha will be, you're allowed to do it because it's Dovah Shem Eskavim. So ask the Gemara, according to Abaye, according to the Havamina of the way he understands Rav Shimon, Hai Basar my Avadlai, what does he do with the Pasuk of Basar? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Ba'aymed Lokas Behartum Eskavim. He says in a situation where a person says that I'm intending to do this, to take the beharis, to make my child no longer mitzayra, then the halacha is that indeed Abaye would say maybe he shouldn't be allowed to do the bris milah. That's why the Torah teaches us that he may. But ask the Gemara, if the father who's doing it, who's doing the bris, and his specific intention is to make his son tahor, no longer being a mitzayra, why should we allow the father to do the bris? V'yika acher, if there's someone else could do the bris, le'avet acher, let somebody else do the bris. And by having somebody else who doesn't have that intention, will avoid the problem. Domer Shimon Lokish, kom makum shata moitza esse v'loisa say, wherever you have an esse v'loisa say, imata yochel kaim shneim, if you could fulfill both that the esse should be protected and that the loisa should be protected, mutav, that's best. If lav, if there's no other option, then you have an esev yot chalaisosei. Then we say esev doy chalaisosei. So if the father who's doing this bris mila is also intending to make his chon tahor, he shouldn't be the one to do the bris mila, where we could take a different mile whose entire intention is just to do the bris mila. Answers the Gemara, indeed, if there's someone else who could do the bris, then someone else should do the bris. Here we're referring to situation, the Leka Acher. There is no someone else who could do it. So the Ramban asks that after we, didn't the Gemara teach us that the Pasuk of Basar comes to teach us that even if that's your intention, it's mutter? So why, ask the Ramban, does the Gemara say if you could have somebody else do the bris, you should ask somebody else to do the bris? The Torah says that a bris could be done even though we know that the Beharis is going to be removed. Says the Ramban, that even though the Torah taught us that a bepsik reisha, it's mutter, that isn't as far as a situation where the father declares explicitly that I'm doing it for the intention of being matar my son. And therefore, says the Ramban, and the Rajbah says this as well, that even though there's a pasuk that's mekel, maybe the pasuk is not as lenient even in such a case where the father says befeirish that that's his intention. That's why in such a case, if you could take someone else, you should take someone else. The Torah says that if the father, in any situation, the father knows how to do the bris milah, the halacha is you should always use the father, unless the not somebody else. And the raya is our Gemara, because only in our Gemara, where we have a problem that there's tsaras on the makom hamila, does the Gemara say use somebody else? It seems that there wouldn't be this consideration. Of course, we should always use the father. Rabbi Baruch Tam, in explaining this Gemara, says that not only if there's another moil, does our Gemara mean to say we should take the other moil, but he says that the father shouldn't even stand there. Because if the father stands there next to the moil who's doing the bris milah, so it's obvious that he's acting as a shliach on behalf of the father. And since he's acting as a shliach on behalf of the father, and the Gemara is saying that the father, who is intending to be matar the son, shouldn't do so. So not only should the father not be the moil, but Baruch Tam says that the father should not even stand there. The Ritva says that even if the father never declared that it is his intention with doing the bris milah to be matar himself, to tar his son, we could assume that that is his intention, because certainly every father wants to be matar his son, wants to be matar his son. So even though he didn't explicitly declare that that's his intention, we could be sure that that is what he meant. Amamar, continues the Gemara, Yontif. If Yontif, a bris falls on Yontif, may we do a bris of Yontif? Says the Gemara, Eina doicha el bezman bavad. The only time we're allowed to do a bris on Yontif is if Yontif is the eighth day. Otherwise not. Menonimili. Ask them, for where do we know this halacha? Amar chizkia, v'chein tanit bei chizkia, amar kro. The pasuk says regarding the eating Korban Pesach, that we have to eat the Korban Pesach. We bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Yud Daled Nisan. We eat it on that night, Tezvav Nisan. And the Tayag Doisha says, Loi sasir mena aboiker. We're not allowed to leave it past the morning. And the question is, Shein tamer loimer. Then, so the Torah already says, Loi sasir mena aboiker. But there's another pasuk that says, Van nois mena aboiker, beish tesroifu. Why do we have to say boiker a second time? We already said boiker in the previous pasuk. Matam loimer. Why does the Torah have to repeat the word boiker? Matam loimer at boiker. Ba kosulitim by kishayin l'srifasai. That even though we're burning the Korban Pesach, don't burn it on the first day of Yontif. Burn it only on the second day, which is already Chol HaMoed. So just like a Korban Pesach, whose man is erev Yontif, you have no right to burn it on Yontif. You bring the Korban Pesach erev Yontif, and Chas V'Shalom, you have noiser, you burn it after Yontif. Same thing with a Mila. This Mila is supposed to be done, a Mila that was supposed to be done during a weekday may not be performed on Yontif. Abai Omar, Abai has a different source to know this halacha. The pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, V'loi Oilas B'Shabbos. We have leftovers from the carbon oila that was brought on Friday. We may not bring it on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. Nor will we bring the carbon oila that was brought during the weekday on Yontif. The lesson being that we have to not, we're not allowed to be, not allowed to do anything that this man is not on Yontif. Anything that whose man is not on Yontif may not be done on Yontif. Rav Amma, Rav has a different source. Amma Kra, the pasuk that speaks about Melechus Oichel Nefesh, the Torah says, Hu Leva'ado Yiyasa Lechem. Only Oichel Nefesh may be done. Hu? Oichel Nefesh may be done in Yontif, V'loi Machshirin. The Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. You're allowed to cook on Yontif, but you're not allowed to do anything else in preparation. You can't make the various instruments, silverware, even though they're all used for eating. Levadoi. And the Torah added the word levadoi to teach us v'loi mila shloi bizmanoi, to teach us that a mila that's not done in the proper time may not be done on Yontif. Dasya, because we perhaps could have had a kavachomer, as we discussed in our previous year. If tzuras is doicha davoida, we learned that the koyin who is a mitzayra may not do the avoida. So mila shloi bizmano is doicha tzuras, like we just learned. You're allowed to do a mila on the makam tzuras. So yontif, where the avoida is stronger than yontif. They did avoida in the base of Mikdash and yontif. So certainly mila shloi bizmano should be doicha as well. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us that the halacha is that we're not allowed to do it on Yontif. Rav Ashi Amar, the pasuk says, Shabboson, Aseihu. So now it turns out that besides a lois asei involved in doing malacha on Yontif, there's an asei. So it turns out the havel Yontif, asei v'lois asei. Doing malacha on Yontif is a violation of a mitzvah asei. It's also a violation of a mitzvah lois asei. And we have a rule, then essay, that even though we have a rule, b'chol ha'tayra kula, of essay doicha lois asei, however, ein essay doicha es lois asei v'asei. So we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, who disagrees with Rabbi Lezer, holds klal am Rabbi Kiva, that any melacha that could be done from Erev Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yehuda Merav, halacha Rabbi Kiva, that is indeed the halacha. Says the Gemara Tanami, we have such a halacha, Gabi Pesach Kai Gavna. In Hilchos Pesach, we have a similar halacha, that the halacha is that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we're allowed to shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Shabbos. But says Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, Mesach the Pesachim, Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kol Malacha She'esel La'Soyse Erev Shabbos, anything can be done before Erev Pesach, anything that could be done before Erev Shabbos, for example, bringing the Karban Pesach or cutting off any warts, etc., and the Doicha Es Shabbos, that may not be done on Shabbos. The Shechita, which could not have been done before Shabbos, she Efshal Asoysim Erev Shabbos, that Doicha Es Shabbos. V'amar Yehuda Amarav, Halacha B'Kiva. That's the Halacha. And Tosfos points out that many times when the Gemara paskins a halacha, which is relevant to carbon, the Gemara asks, Hilchos HaMashicha, why is the Gemara teaching us this halacha? We don't need to know it. It has no practical nafgamina. We don't live in a world where there's a carbon Pesach. So Tosfos says that there is a nafgamina halacha, because since we want to strengthen the psak that we're learning in our Gemara, that Machshirei Mila may not be done on Shabbos, so how is that psak strengthened? The way that psak is strengthened by showing us that by the Karban Pesach as well, anything that could have been done before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'tzricha. So why was it needed to be said twice that the halachas like Rabbi Kiva, that anything that could be done on before Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos? We said it by Mila and we said it by Pesach. Diashminan gabe Mila. If we only had it by Mila, Hasmu, the Machshir and the Efshalasosma Erev Esmai Lodacha Shabbos. Because, like a chorus, even though the mitzvah Mila comes with a Chiyiv chorus, this child is not Chiyiv chorus. He's still a young child. Ava Pesach, Dika Karis. But Pesach, if somebody is not going to bring the Karim Pesach on Erev Pesach, there's a Chiv Karis. We're talking obviously about a Godel. Ema, so for such a person, Litchu Shabbos, we should allow him to do not only the Mila on Shabbos, not only the Shechit of the Karim Pesach on Shabbos, but even the Machshirin of the Karim Pesach maybe done on Shabbos. Pesach is not the same. That's nichlas olah shloisha shabrisas. Aval mila the nichlas olah shloisha shabrisas. When we speak about mila, which is such an important mitzvah, that there were 13 brises said regarding bris mila. Ema, that not only is the bris mila doicha Shabbos, but even the machshirim are doicha Shabbos. Tzricha, that's why we had to say in both circumstances that halacha is that they're not doicha Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, oisin kol tzarchi mila. Everything that's need to be done. When we speak about a bris mila, the various steps in conducting a proper bris mila. First we have the taking off the mila, cutting the makam mila. Then there's the priya where we uncover it. And then metziah is sucking out the blood. So says the Mishnah, oisin kol tzarchi mila b'shabbos. All the aspects of the bris mila may be done on Shabbos. Myelin, to cut the arla, pyrin, uncover it, or mitzitzin, and to take out the excess blood, which, according to some Rishonim, the lav is chabura, and other Rishonim say that the lav is mefarik. V'nais and alof, continues the Mishnah in telling us what we may do in doing a bris on Shabbos. V'nais and alof, belenis, we could put a bandage on it, v'kumin. They used to put cumin on the bris mila as a refuah. If somebody didn't crush the cumin from Erev Shabbos, so says the Mishnah, loye b'shin of a nisen. You should do it with a shinui. You should chew it with your mouth, and that's how you should put the cumin on the makam amila. So Taisa says, Taisa the very masculine, loyus on Amud Bey says, even though the child, after he had the bris mila, is in the category of a chayla shiyosh be sakana, and we know that for Chol Shesh B'Sakana will not be Michal Shabbos. We see from here, Kol Eicha De'efshel Shnui Mishaninen. Whatever you could do in minimizing the Chol Shabbos, we should do. So therefore, if we could just chew it instead of crushing it, that's what we should do. And we had this concept earlier on Daf Kuf Chof Ches Amud Beis. When we spoke about the woman in labor who needs the oil, the Gemara also came up with all different ways of bringing the oil to this woman in labor, not involving Chil Shabbos Daraisa. And therefore, the Ramah, Paskins, Laloch Lamaisa, that whenever we're trying to take care of a critically ill individual on Shabbos, we should try to perform the Melacha Kilachiyad, not in the usual manner, as we've seen from these two Gemaras. Furthermore, whenever possible, you should try to have a non-Jew, says the Ramah, perform the necessary melachas. Again, if we could avoid Chil Shabbos. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam holds that as a general rule, when we're dealing with a Chil Shiyesh by Sakana, you should do it yourself, not do it through a Nachri, and you should do it in the regular fashion. We bring two rayas that we should do a shinoi. So the Magen Mishnah explains, the woman who is in labor is not considered a chayla shiyesh bei sakana. Because a woman in labor, it's natural that women, Baruch Hashem, have children. Most women who, Baruch Hashem, have children don't experience any serious difficulties. And therefore, that's why the Rambam says over there, the Gemara says we should do it with a shinui. But when we have a real full-fledged chayil shiyesh by sakana, do whatever you have to do. So if that's the case, how does the Rambam explain our Mishnah? There we spoke, it's about the woman in labor. But here we're not speaking about the woman in labor. Here we're speaking about the child who had the bris mila. So the Sfas Emes explains that our Mishnah, there was an element of negligence involved, that you didn't prepare the cumin before Shabbos. And that's why the Mishnah is machmer to try to do it with the shinui. Another pshat, says the Sfasemis, that when we're speaking about crushing the kumin in our Mishnah, we're speaking about a situation before the Bris Milah. Indeed, says the Sfasemis, the Rambam would hold that if the Bris was already performed, we could crush the kumin in a regular fashion, because we have in front of us this child who's unfortunately Chalishesh Besakonam. Our Mishnah, says the Sfasemis according to the Rambam, is referring to a situation where it's before the Bris. So we don't have in front of us yet anybody who is a Chalishesh Besakonam. Since we don't have anybody in front of us who is a Chalishesh Besakonam, we have no right to be Chal Shabbos only with a ship, only with a shinui. So here we learn that an interesting shaila. We know that we don't have kumin prepared, and we're going to do the Bris Milah, recognizing that after we're going to do the Bris Milah, we're going to have a situation of pikuach nefesh. So Tosfos teaches us in Divrei Maskil Lohius on Amud Beis that even though after the Milah we've created a situation of a Chayilus Sheyesh Bo Sakana, we should do a shinui like we just said, but we should do the Milah. However, not all Rishonim agree to this, and some Rishonim hold that if we know that the Balamar and the Rajba, that if we know that we're going to come to an Issa Melacha, then we shouldn't do it knowing that we shouldn't do something that we should end up in a situation we're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. And this is an interesting Shaila. The Shaila that comes up is if somebody knows that he's going to end up doing something improper. Should he do it or not? The Tzemach Tzedek discusses a situation where it's Chanukah or Purim and somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei. And he's saying, and he knows, and he has to say Al HaNisim. And this person knows that if he's going to say Al HaNisim, he's going to end up davening Shemoneh Esrei. His Shemoneh Esrei will not be finished in time that he could say Kedusha with the Tzibur. And we know that Al HaNisim is not essential. The halach is if somebody skipped Al HaNisim and Shemoneh Esrei, he need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So what should he do? Should he skip Al HaNisim even though it means that he won't say Kedusha with the Tzibur? Or should he not skip the Al HaNisim and even though he'll miss the Kedusha? So of course, the comparison is not perfect because Al HaNisim is a Derabbanan. Here, our Gemara is speaking about a deraisa. Having a milah bezmano on the right time is a chiyuv deraisa. But the Tzemach Tzedek does compare the two situations. And he says, just like in our Mishnah, Tosfos, Rashi, most Rishonim are of the opinion that you should do what you have to do. You have to make a Bris Milah, make the Bris Milah. That after you make this Bris Milah, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos because you're going to have to prepare the Kumin or whatever else. That doesn't take away what you're obligated to do. You're obligated to make a Bris Milah, make the Bris Milah. And what happens afterwards, happens afterwards. However, and the same thing is by the Al HaNisim. You're Milah Shemoneh Esrei. When you say Shemoneh Esrei in Chanukah and Purim, you're supposed to say Al HaNisim. By saying the Al HaNisim, you're going to miss the Kedusha. You did what you were supposed to do. However, I did see that the Paiskim suggest that one could fulfill the obligation of saying Al HaNisim with just saying Al HaNisim, Alpukim Shasislav Sinai Bayom Haim Bezman Azeh, without saying the attending chapter that's next to it. So say the Paiskim, if you're just going to say that paragraph itself, maybe you'll be able to say Al HaNisim and also say Kedusha and avoid any shailas. Continues the Mishnah. Imloy Taruf, they used to apply on the wound a mixture of wine and oil. And on Shabbos, one may not mix oil and wine together. The Ramban says that it's an isser of the dechol. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's an isser of preparing a refuah on Shabbos. So they used to prepare this mixture from before Shabbos if they knew it's going to be a bris on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, im loy taraf yayin v'shem me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't prepare the wine and oil from Erev Shabbos, yinosn zeh be'atzmei zeh be'atzmei, put each one of them individually on the wound. Ve'en oisn lechaluk, they used to have a bandage which was fashioned to be put on the makom amila. Ve'en oisn lechaluk, you may not make that bandage lechatchila. Avol karech lasmatot, what you may do is after the mila is done, you could put on a bandage on the place where you did the mila. If you didn't even have that prepared for Erev Shabbos, that means you made a bris, and now wherever you're making the bris, you don't have a bandage available. The loch is kairach al atzboi. Put it on your finger. Put a piece of material that you're going to be using as the bandage on your finger. Umevi, and that's how you could carry it. Afilo mechatzah acheres, even from a different chatzor, even though there was no ruvich etzeris, because you're wearing it, and since you're wearing it, that's not called a carrying. It's because you put it on like derech malbush, and derech malbush is not considered a act of carrying. Begins the Gemara, michti. The Mishnah was very detailed, asked the Gemara, and telling us what we may do and how we may do it on Shabbos. Ketani kula. So ask the Gemara, kol tzorchi mila, but the Mishnah began with the words, kol tzorchi mila. Ask the Gemara, what did the Mishnah want to teach us with those words, kol tzorchi mila lasuya mai? Answers the Gemara, lasuya hodetan rabbonin, to teach us another halacha. Again, there are strands of flesh by the makom amila, and the halacha is that there's certain strands of flesh that are absolutely essential to making it a kosher mila. There are certain strands of flesh that are not absolutely essential. So teaches us the Mishnah, Hamo, if somebody doing a mila on Shabbos, calls man oisik b'mila, as long as he's involved in doing the mila, chayzer, he's allowed to go back to take off bein al tzitzim mamakim mila, the strands that are essential to making the mila kosher, and he goes back even on the strands that are not absolutely essential. However, Pirish, if he already finished doing the Mila, on those strands that are essential, he goes back for, but the other ones, he doesn't go back for. Because of Chil Shabbos. From here it seems very clear that that's a halacha on Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, we're playing with the question of Chil Shabbos. What about during the week? During the week, it seems that you would be allowed to go back even for the tzitzim sheina ma'akfin. The Rambam, however, paskins that even during the week, if you already finished doing the bris milah and that tzitzim sheina ma'akfin, you don't go back. And the question is, why not? It's during the week. There's no issue of Chil Shabbos. So the Shagas Arya says a beautiful explanation in the Rambam. The Shagas Arya explains that the Rambam holds that once somebody finished doing the Bris Milah, why is there halacha, as we're about to go into the Gemara, that you should go back for Tzitzit Sheinim Akvim? Because it's a Hidda Mitzvah. Says the Shagas Arya in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, that Hidda Mitzvah is only possible as long as you're doing the Mitzvah. You can't have, says the Shagas Arya, Hidda Mitzvah without a Mitzvah. So if somebody already finished doing the bris milah and now he wants to go back for the tzitzin sheinim akfim because he wants to do hidda mitzvah, now it's too late to do hidda mitzvah. However, what about the Tor who says that during the week we go back for tzitzin sheinim akfim? What does he do with this Rambam? What does he do with the Shagas Arya? So explains the Beis Halevi. We quoted the Beis Halevi in a previous year as well, that the mitzvah milah has in it two aspects. One aspect of the mitzvah milah is to make a bris milah. But there's another aspect of the bris milah, and that is that every Jew has an obligation to be a mohol. Every Jew has an obligation to be an individual who is a mohol. That mitzvah every Jew has every day. And that's perhaps shot in the Medrash, that when David HaMelech, Lamnatzeach al Hashminis, Mizma LaDavid, that when David HaMelech would go to the mikveh, and he said, I'm Arm Mikol HaMitzvahs, I don't have any mitzvahs. And then he looked at the Mokom HaMili and said, Baruch Hashem, I have a mitzvah. What pshat that Baruch Hashem, I have a mitzvah? It's not just that he had the mitzvah, that he had a bris milah when he was 8 days old. Every moment, every second, every Jew that has a bris milah is mekayim da mitzvah. So it turns out that he is being mekayim mitzvah still. If he's still being mekayim the mitzvah, even the Shagas Aryeh, who holds that you mekayim, that you only have hid the mitzvah while you're doing the mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah. Being a mole is a mitzvah. And that's why I should take them off on during the week. Mantana. Ask the Gemara, who's the Tana that holds Pirish, that if you finish doing the Bris Mila, ain't a chayzer, you don't go back for the Tzitzim Sheinam Makvim. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Bechana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shitus, that this is going according to Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yochanan Breikihi. The Tanya, as we learned previously, Arba Asa Shechalis B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so we have to strip the carbon of the skin. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Mafshit as Pesach, you start skinning the animal at a chazor until you get to the breast and don't continue anymore. Matzah Shabbos, you'll finish the skinning of the animal. Divrei Rav Shmuel ben Noach ben Yochanan Breika. B'cham Maimrim, Mafshitin as Kulai, we strip the entire animal. Why? Because obviously Rav Shmuel's opinion is that once we strip the animal to the chazor, I have no reason to skin it anymore. I could take out the Amram doing it that way. I have no right to do any more malachas on Shabbos. The Rabbanan obviously disagree. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, why do you have to stop by the chazor? Just do it in one shot. So the Rishonim explained that it was always the way animals were skinned in the Beis HaMikdash, that they skinned them till the chazor, and then afterwards they would stop, and then they would come back to skinning the rest. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, on Shabbos, you stop by the chazor, you have no right to go back further. But the Ramban asks a question. We've already learned this Gemara previously on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. And when we learned this Gemara, we explained that the reason the Chachamim allow you to strip the entire animal, because they stripped it, we gave different pshatim in small strips, or they made holes in the leather, and therefore, it's not really a malacha daraisa because I'm not doing it that way. So we see that even the Chachamim agree that you're not allowed to do a malacha that's not necessary. Just there, it's not a malacha because I'm doing it in a way that's not an issa daraisa. So the Ramban says that that's not the way to understand that Gemara. The Gemara is to be understood as follows. And that's shot in our Gemara as well. The Chachamim actually hold you're allowed to strip the entire animal as usual. They're addressing Rabbi Shmuel. You, Rabbi Shmuel, obviously have a concern, say the Rabbanan to Rabbi Shmuel, or to agree that if you strip the animal in a way that the leather gets ruined immediately, it ought to be mutter. The question of taking off the tzitzin shema akvim, is it an issa deraisa or is it an issa derabbanan? Some Rishonim say it's an Issa Deraisa, and some say it's not an Issa Deraisa, it's only a Derabbanan. Says the Gemara, how do we compare the two Machlokesim? Memai, at kalim kamer Mishmal b'noish Rabbi Yochanan Breika hasam shundaloi be'inan zakeli naveyu. There is no point of, there's no hider mitzvah involved in stripping the entire animal. Avol hocha, by the Bris Mila, the be'inan zakeli vanveyu, hachinami, it would be appropriate to take it off entirely. The Tanya, as the pasuk says, Zeh keli venveyu, hisnor lefonav b'mitzvahs. Asay lefonav sukkah, make a nice sukkah, lulav no, a nice lulav, shoifah no, a nice shoifah, tzitzis no, a nice tzitzis, sefer Torah no, mekoseh b'lishma, write the sefer lishma, b'diyoy no, with nice ink, b'kumas no, with a nice pen, b'lavel of a woman, with an expert sefer, v'karch b'shiroy noim, and wrap it in beautiful silk material. Avisholaim of Vanveyu, what does Vanveyu mean? Ma'u Chanan, Avata Heyu Chanan, V'rachem. So we see that there's a special point in doing the bris in the right way. We're taking off the tzitzin she'enem akvim. And in fact, There's a machlokes rishonim if the mitzvah of hid the mitzvah of snarl fun be mitzvahs is a deraisa or the rabbanon. Tosfos masech the menachos daf mem aleph on the beis the very maskel poyter says the zek kelev and veyus of the rabbanon. The Ravid, however, holds that the chiyuv of zek kelev and veyu his snarl fun be mitzvahs is a chiyuv deraisa. So the Gemara says, what's one of the examples of a hid the mitzvah? Tzitzis nor. Rashi says that you should make a nice talus. So he said, so ask the Dvar of Rom, the mitzvah is not the talus, the mitzvah is the tzitzis. So why does Rashi say that making a nice talus is included in the hid the mitzvah? So the Shalos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel Gavarov, as a tzal, in Simon Aleph of his Tshuvas, addresses this. He says that in the time of Chazal, they wore begodim that had four corners. And they put on tzitzis, on those garments. So the wearing of the garment wasn't necessarily a hid mitzvah. They had to wear those garments anyway. That was the garment that they wore. However, he says, b'zman hazeh, the clothing that we wear isn't a four-cornered beged. The only reason we wear a four-cornered beged today is because we want to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis. If that's the only reason that we're putting it on, because we want to fulfill the mitzvah, so not only is there a mitzvah in the tzitzis, there's a mitzvah even in the talus. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Kaf Chaim. The Gemara gave two explanations in the Pasuk Zeh Keli Vanveyu. One was to hisnol fun of a mitzvah, and one is mahu chan v'racham af atechan v'racham. Sometimes people feel they could fulfill, they could be a good Jew just by doing the mitzvahs by an adam l'makoyim. They wear nice tzitzis, they have a nice lulav. Teaches us the Gemara. That isn't enough. You also have to be a chanan v'rachum. You have to be somebody who has ben adam l'chaveroi. Also, you have to be careful to be considered that you're acting in the appropriate manner. So many mefarshim ask the question, the Gemara, when it speaks about examples of hid the mitzvah, says, Sefer Torah Noah, v'kosva l'shma. So the halacha is that writing the Sefer Torah l'shma is not a noy mitzvah. Writing a Sefer Torah l'shma is the mitzvah. So I saw from the Strick of a Rebbe a beautiful pshat. He says, sometimes somebody gets so wrapped up in doing the hidden mitzvah that he forgets the mitzvah. So reminds us the Gemara, yes, you're going to do a beautiful, you're going to make a beautiful Sefer Torah with Shiroim, Noim, and everything. But don't forget the basic mitzvah as well. So I saw the Shlomo Zalman Orbach in explaining this Gemara. Say, he says that our avos were zoicha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be treat them in such an incredible manner, because they were people that were ready to be mois and nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all moments of their lives. Avraham Avinu, the Klai Yisrael by Mitzrayim, that they brought the Korban Pesach, and the way they were ready to jump into the Kriyas Yam Suf. He says, but we don't necessarily live that kind of a life, where every moment we're ready to give up our lives for L'Shem Hashem. How are we zoicha? How are we zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should act with us in such a tremendous manner? So he says, if somebody shows his love for mitzvahs by being mehadar in the mitzvahs, by being careful about hid the mitzvah, that is how somebody is zoicha to such a hanhoga from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, Lalechas b'chol drachov, lishma mitzvaysav chukav u'mishpatav. So the Sefer Shema Oin asks a question. If the pasuk says that you're already an individual who's lishmar mitzvaysav chukav u'mishpatav, so what does lelechas b'chol drachov come to teach us? To teach us that it's not enough, he says, just to be lishmar mitzvaysav chukav u'mishpatav, the mitzvahs ben adam l'makayim, you also have to be a person of lelechas b'drachov. And I saw that they explain why. We know that Klal Yisrael, as we say every year by the Seder, we know that Klal Yisrael is constantly living in mortal danger. How does Klal Yisrael survive? The answer is because we have in us alakai neshama shnasatabi. Every Jew has a neshama that has in it part of Hashem. And Hashem is netzchis, Hashem is forever, and that's why we survive. But how do we show that we have part of Hashem in us, that we should be deserving of survival if we follow in His ways? Mahu chanan v'racham, avata chanan v'racham. Alam Ravashi. So we go back to our Gemara. Who is the Tana that holds that tzitzish enem akvim we can't do on Shabbos? Rabbi Yosihi. They used to be mekadosh the Levana, the new month, by Edom coming and saying, we saw the new month. Says the Mishnah, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Alef and Beis, Bein Shneir Balil, whether the moon was seen to everyone, Bein Shloi Nir Balil, Mechal Lafas HaShabbos. Rabbi Yosef and Nir Balil, if everybody saw the moon, so we could assume that the Bezdin saw the moon, and we have no right, Ein Mechal Lafas HaShabbos. So we see that if we could avoid doing Chil Shabbos when it's not necessary, we may not do so. Ask the Gemara again, what's the comparison? B'mai, we're not doing any Chil Shabbos. We could have a new moon without any Chil Shabbos involved that month. But here where we are doing a Bris Milah, here where it's a situation where we're doing Chil Shabbos anyway, because we're making the actual Bris, maybe we could even go back for the Tzitzim Shenem Akvin. Ela Omer Rav Na'adoy, who is the Tana? Rabbanan, the Pliga Leid Rabbi Yossi. It's the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yossi. The Tanan, as we've discussed previously, they used to take out the old lechem from the Shulchan every Shabbos and put in the new lechem. So the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes on Beis, describes what happened. Abba Kohanim Nechnasim, four Kohanim would enter the Beis HaMikdash. Shnayim B'yadim Shnei Sedarim, two would have the two new rows of lechem upon him. V'shnayim b'yadim shnei bezichim, and they also had each one on the top of each row, there was a spoon of levoina. V'abba magdim lefneim, and there were four kahanim that came before them. Shnayim litl shnei starim, two to take out the old arrangements of bread. V'shnayim litl shnei bezichim, and two to take out the two spoons that were there from last week. Ha'machnisim oin the mitzofim p'neim adarim, the kahanim were bringing in the new bread, stood on the north side, facing the south. V'metziim, and the people who were taking out the old bread, oim the medarim, stood on the south side, p'neim l'tzofen. And as the Rishonim explained, the people who were putting in the new bread were doing a bigger avoida. The new bread is a bigger avoida, and tzofen is more kadosh. That's why we know all the avoida of a carbon oil of kacha kachim, shchitosim besofen. Eilam eishchen, these people take out the old bread, ve'elam enoichem. Tifcha shazeh, there's never a moment where it's left open. Shem Shnemar, because the pasuk says regarding the lechem, lefonai tamid. Rabbi Yosi Omer, ein noitlav eil menichem. Even if they take out the old one bread, and then we're going to put on the old new bread, avzeh hayotamid. That also is considered tamid. So here too, when we speak about the bris milah, the Gemara says we make the same thing. The Chum say that if there's no time in between, it's considered tamid. So here too, if you, according to the Chachamim, to do it, you have to do it, it's only part of the bris if there's no hefsik. But once there's a hefsik, it's not part of the bris anymore. Tana Baran, mehalkatin es amila, we trim the shreds of the mila, v'mloy hilkat, if you didn't do so, onish karis, there's a chiv karis. Ask the Gemara Mani, exactly who is going to get the karis? Om Rav Kahana, umen demoyel. Maskler apapa, leim lehu, why should the moyel be chayiv? Leimelhu, I'm not avdi palga the mitzvah. I'm doing half of the mitzvah. Ve'atin avdi palga the mitzvah. You do the rest. Why is that considered? Why is he doing anything wrong? We could have two people do the bris milah. Ella amar of papa godel. If somebody grows up and becomes an adult and he has a bris milah where all of the skin was not removed, that means he didn't have a proper smila and his chiv karis. Ask the Gemara Maskel of Rashi, God behedik sebei. Of course, the oral. If this person is an oral, he's chiv karis. The pasuk says, "V'oral zochah shloyima." Elamar Vashil Olam Uman. We're talking about the Moil. Kagoyin the Osir Ben Hashmash of the Shabbos. He's doing the bris right as Shabbos is ending. You only have a right to do the bris if you're going to do it properly. Vamalei, and they tell him, you're not going to finish, so don't start. Vamaluhu, and he says, no, Mr. Beginner, I'll have enough time. And what happened was, v'avivlo yisbik, and he didn't have enough time. V'shtakach, so he didn't do a bris, because he didn't finish it on Shabbos, but he did a chabura, and he's chayiv koros. But most Rishonim say that what the Gemara says here, that he's chayiv koros, it doesn't mean that he's actually going to be chayiv koros, because he didn't think he's doing anything wrong. He'll only be chayiv a kamachatas, because he should have recognized that he won't make it. Maitasim, we saw a lot of do mitzitza on Shabbos. Omer rapapa. Hi, umnadloy maitz, a moil who doesn't do mitzitza, sakanahu, he's putting the child into danger, vavrina luhu, and we should remove him from being a moil. As ma pshita, midaka mechal shabsa, if we learned in our Mishnah that you're allowed to be mechal shabbos in order to do mitzitza, obviously not doing mitzitza sakanahi. Answers the Gemara, madatema, we would think that mifka pocket, that the blood that you're drawing out of the mitzitza is only like it's stored in a vessel, and therefore taking it out doesn't involve a malacha. K'mashulon, that the blood is chibura michbur, it's connected. So then when you take it out, you're doing a ma'isa malacha, as we learned chavala mefarik, and still you're allowed to do it. And the reason you're allowed to do it is domi daspelonis for kamen, like the band aid and the cumin. Ma'aspelonis for kamen. If you don't do it for the child, you're putting the child into danger. Af hachanami, not doing the mitzitza, kli ovid sakonasi. So we learned in the Mishnah of Nois and Lospanus, we could put the bandage on the wound. Amar Abaya, Amar Li Aim, the woman who raised him, Espelunum the Kulun Kibi. The best ointment to use for all pains is made out of Shiv Menetarba, 7 parts of fat, the Chodakira, and 1 part of wax. Rava Makira v'kabel rishni. The best is to be made out of wax and resin. Darsh Rava Mechuza. So Rava taught this in the city of Mechuza, that this is the best way to make ointment. Kurina ben Yonah Suleminayu. So the family of Minyani, who were doctors, were all upset, because he gave away the secret, and they're not going to have anything to do anymore. Omle, Shafkuli Chada. I still left for you one secret medicine. Damashmul, Haiman de Moshe Abe. If somebody washes his face, Velaynog of Tuva, and he doesn't dry it properly, Nikdrule Chaspinosoi, he'll affected with boils. Maitakante, what will give him a refuah? Limshi Tuva Maidaslika. He should wash his face in water in which beets have been cooked. And that he kept as a secret that they could be able to have a panosah.